Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Got two questions for you. One, are you a couple that sits on the same side of the table at a restaurant instead of across from one another? I'll give you number two here in just a second. I've always been an across guy from like the very first date I ever went on. It's more comfy, I have more room, and I can look at you in the face without craning my neck. I've even been chastised about sitting across from somebody on the radio because that's just not what a gentleman does. But it's just what I like. I'm more comfortable that way. Now for number two. If you are one of those people that sit side by side, did you know that the restaurant hates you? I had no idea. Now, I personally don't have a problem with it. If you want to sit next to the other person in the booth and recreate the Lady and the Tramp pasta-sucking scene in the middle of Olive Garden, do your thing. Live like you want to live. But according to a new article with anonymous interviews from restaurant staffs, they hate, quote, same-siders because they tend to take too long to eat. Apparently, gazing into someone's eyes while you're sitting next to them slows you down. They also say that couples sitting on the same side of the table are more prone to public displays of affection, which can make other people in the restaurant uncomfy. I always wonder when I find things like that, where they did the study, though. Because do grown-ups still really do that? I don't know that I've ever seen anybody mugging down at a booth when I'm hanging out at the local eatery. I just don't. So for what it's worth, the next time you go out with your significant other and you don't want to anger the waitstaff, take your Lady and the Tramp escapades someplace else. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. And by Coin Exchange, they have coins. From Morgan silver dollars to paper currency dating back to the 1800s, they even had Texas notes for a while. They're really, really cool. And that's why you have to go in there and check it out every now and again, at least, because he always has a changing inventory. It's not like someplace you're going to find in the mall where it's stock and standard. There's going to be something new every time you go into David's Jewelry and Coin. To see for yourself, they're on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP, or you can find them online at David's Jewelry and Coins, that's plural, by the way, .com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.